Well, forgive me here. I'm going to be talking a little bit fast here because I've got a lot of things I want to cover. First of all, let me just say this. Our U-shaped recovery that I talked about sometimes is firmly in place. That's exactly what we are seeing, though some are saying we are in a V-shape. Some are still saying they're looking for the V. Looking for the V. I think once you look for V for 4 or 5 months, what V are they talking about? So in other words, where are they starting? That left-hand side of the V at the top, where are they starting that? And where are they going to end it? Right about now, it's getting too far apart to be a V. It's going to be a U, but it depends. We can make it a V based on whatever time we want to start it. I talked about a U. That's where we're going to end up being in all likelihood. More volatility coming in the markets, no doubt about it. I'll tell you what I love about the volatility, particularly the volatility on the downside. The volatility on the downside has lately been very broad-based. It's great to see downward momentum across the board, consumer staple, consumer discretionary, industrial, material, technology, all down at the same time and all coming up at the same time. These are the kinds of movements that I like to see. And it looks like we are continuing to see that. We are continuing to see, this is something you should like very much. If you look back at your portfolios, because all of you have stayed in the market, you've put in probably 3 new bottoms in your portfolio. But if nothing else, even if you've put in 1 new bottom, that's a very good thing because new bottoms are always great for stabilizing your portfolio. Hang in there. I'm not saying don't add. If you do have some individual positions that are putting in new bottoms, might be a good time to add to those positions. Not just down, but down lower than they've ever been. That's what I mean by a new bottom. Federal Reserve yesterday, of course, was amazing. Did a great job. Still has a command over this economy. It looks like interest rates are going to be low for an indefinite period of time, certainly till 2023. But look, I can't imagine them going away. It doesn't look like there's any intention of pulling the punch bowl away. And that means that forget about making any money on CDs, unfortunately. And it means more and more people are going to be forced, again, unfortunately, into the markets. I don't like that, but it is what it is. And for those of us that are in the market, that is going to benefit the markets in the long run. We're seeing a surge in IPOs. That's good news. We saw a huge one yesterday, up about 120% from the opening. Pretty amazing. It's a technology stock. But lots of people, lots of penned up buying. I think nobody is saying this, but I gotta believe based on what I am seeing right now that there is a Trump win beginning to get factored in to these markets. So we're seeing broad rise in prices and broad negativity in prices. And I think that's all very, very good. So let's just hang in there and keep doing what we're doing. I feel very good. I have not added too many things on my buy list. I can't find good reason to take some things off the buy list. I will give you a heads up. I will likely be adding CS58 on my buy list here for Monday for sure. CS58. Some of you already own that. If you do, you may have dollar cost average down in it. That doesn't mean you do it again, but it is a consumer staple. And I think read the description when you look at what they're doing. Obviously, it's not going anywhere. So We'll take a look at that. You might want to watch that closely, but it's ConAgra, by the way, ConAgra. Anyway, things are looking pretty good, and I am starting to feel like it is almost an impossibility that President Trump could lose. I had a chance to speak twice this week and visit some people throughout the northern part of Florida. I'll tell you, there is so much optimism out there. I spoke to a private group of investment market analysts, and was very encouraged by what they're seeing. Look, I think there is going to be so much penned up demand that the election, when President Trump gets reelected, yes, the vote is going to be challenged. There's no doubt about it. The Democrats will challenge it. I think it's going to be a landslide. I believe with every fiber of my being that if President Trump loses, it's going to be as a result of China. We need to understand that China desperately needs President Trump to lose this election. They desperately need it. Their economy, their survival as a world power depends on it. That's how important it is to them. So to think that there's not going to be meddling with this election is naive at best, at least, and certainly it's crazy to think otherwise. The question is, will the turnout for President Trump, all of us, be so overwhelming that or offset it? We don't know. The other question is, and this is something that we've got to ponder, if they meddle in our election and we don't detect it, pick it up, and do something about it from an intelligence agency's standpoint, NSA, CIA, then we've got a severe intelligence problem. Severe. And that is something that we are going to have to address as America, because the idea of them meddling is a freight train coming down the track. Have you heard anybody talk about the economic condition and the absolute need there is for China to meddle in this election other than me? The answer to that is you probably have not. And that is the problem. All right, I'll see you live in a couple hours on the air. If you have your questions, cue it up.